Unit 23, Relationships.
How many friends have you got?
Actually, not that many. I strictly differentiate between friends and acquaintances. So, to answer your question, I've got many acquaintances who are definitely not close friends.
Have you got a best friend?
I consider myself lucky that I have a special person in my life. She's my childhood friend, so she has known me all my life.
Where did you meet?
We met in kindergarten, and then we shared a desk during the whole 9 years of primary school. Then, at secondary school, our lives parted for a while. I chose to study in a secondary school in my hometown, while she moved to the capital city, where she stayed in a dormitory during the school term. Even though we didn't see each other much at that time, somewhere deep inside, we knew that we could call each other in the middle of the night, and the person on the other side of the line would immediately pick up the phone.
What brought you together again?
It was in the final year of secondary school. We met during the Christmas break, and she told me about her plans to start a new life abroad. She seemed determined, and I could see that there was no chance of getting her to change her mind. Even though we weren't meeting often at that time, I knew I would miss her. But I supported her in her decision because I wanted her to be happy in her life. Then, 4 months later, during the Easter break, she introduced me to her fiancé and announced the wedding date. Naturally, it took me by surprise, but I knew it was the first step towards living her dream.
Has her dream come true?
Definitely. She never wanted a career. What she always wanted was to settle down and have a family. After graduating from secondary school, she married the loveliest man in the world, moved into a small but cozy house, and gave birth to twins. During maternity leave, she returned to school to complete her bachelor's degree in nursing. And today, she works at a pediatric clinic in the job she always wanted.
Was there a time when she proved her friendship to you?
Many times. But probably the most memorable one was when my parents had a car accident. It was a dark, rainy autumn afternoon when the voice on the telephone announced that my parents had been taken to hospital after a road accident. You can imagine that I was scared to death. And since I'm an only child, the first person I called was my best friend. She had never let me down before, and I knew I could rely on her in that difficult moment. She wasted no time, picked me up at my home, and we rushed to the hospital to find that my parents had crushed their car on their way home from work. She was holding my hand, talking with me, and trying to calm me down while I was waiting to be let in to see my parents. Fortunately, they weren't seriously injured. And a few days later, they were released from the hospital. Her selfless support in that difficult situation was yet more evidence of her true friendship.